League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
We got a break. We got
kind of brilliant, honestly.
Yeah. No, Harbaugh is right here. Harbaugh will win anyway. I like that about him. Time to talk right now about Chastain Ford. They're winning here, too, at Chastain Ford. And I just talked about the Chastains and how much they loved University of Houston, and they do. That's their place. It's been their place. Joe loves them. Patrick loves them. The Chastains have been here forever. Joe's dad, Joe's granddad, they were 80 years in the car business in the city of Houston, and you don't stay and have a wonderful, a huge dealership the way the Chastains do unless you do it right. And they do it right every single time. No add-ons, no markups. They don't want to gouge you for as much as they possibly can. That's been a car dealer thing, especially a used car salesman. That's been, you know, I got to gouge people for as much as possible. And it's just not the case with Chastain Ford. You know, they're going to get you the best deal that they possibly can. They're going to give you the rebates. They've got the rebate right now. It's fantastic. They've got the rebates at Chastain Ford on the Super Duty Lariats. $2,500 off right now, or 0% for 36 months in stock units. And, you know, other dealerships are holding this stuff back, and they're cashing in on it. They're making the money on it, not at Chastain Ford. And Chastain Ford doesn't care. You know, Ford had a better interest rate for me, and Chastain said, Ford said, nope, we're going to go with this bank because it's a better interest rate for you. And that's the way the Chastains deal with you. That's the way the Chastains do it every single time. So if you're looking for that Ford car or truck or pre-owned vehicle, you've got it at ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. Do it right with Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're your daddy.
You was a toilet baby. Tip just popped down like a little old turd, just right down in a bowl.
Thinking about turning your backyard into the outdoor living space of your dreams? Well, look no further than family-owned and operated TCP Custom Outdoor Living. With nearly 20 years of experience and over 2,500 projects built, TCP Custom Outdoor Living can build any style and make it look original to your home. Get started with a free quote today and check out all of the beautiful projects they've built in their online portfolio at TCPOutdoor.com. That's TCPOutdoor.com.
Tonight, Inside the NFL has an exclusive new home, the CW.
Touchdown!
With new host Ryan Clark.
It was once the show that the pros watched. Now, it's the show for everyone.
An analysis from Chris Long, Channing Crowder.
It is the survival of the fittest.
Jay Cutler and Chad Johnson.
Them boys ain't playing.
The all-new Inside the NFL. Tonight, screen free next day, now on the CW.
Watch Inside the NFL, tonight at 7 on CW 39 Houston.
Join us for the Paul Gallant Show from 10 to noon. Here's a preview of today's show.
A lot of other shows want to talk about maybe Brad Ausmus being manager of the Astros. Or get more mad about Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud. Or have a... ask Jeremy what he does in his own time with Will Levis film. But guess what we're going to talk about? All Dynamo, all the time, baby!
That's Paul Gallant every weekday from 10 to noon only on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Boom.
Today on ESPN Radio. After the Rangers and Diamondbacks split games 1 and 2 in Arlington, the series shifts to Phoenix for game 3.
Back some more. That ball is gone into the bullpen. Moreno hits it into the Diamondbacks bullpen, and Arizona jumps in front.
Game 3 coverage begins tonight at 7, following the bullpen with Joe George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
No.
I mean, it's so stupid.
Come on, drive away! Daddy, drive away!
How are these the only selections?
I know.
Jeff is running the team!
That's the most egregious cheating there is.
What if my mom was paralyzed from a car wreck?
Shut up!
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, we've got John Goblinado. Land Zombie Line.
All right, Frank missed an opportunity with the Viking horn, but okay, okay. Did we say goodbye? Did we say goodbye properly to Matthew Perry?
How do we do that on this show?
It's so hard.
Like, that's already inappropriate.
Well, I'm just saying that's the song. What? You said, how do we say it? We start, we do that.
But you singing it makes it almost sound like a joke.
No, it's not a joke. I was being serious.
Okay.
You sing boys to men.
So how would you like to do
like
this,
Like when
John?
Abigail's last day of being an intern, we'll do
it, today's her
men?
Last day?
No, it isn't. He said when it's her last day.
When they wheel her out on a gurney with her many injuries? Why?
Oh, I was going to say goodbye. Goodbye, Abigail.
It's so hard.
You can just say goodbye, Abigail. You don't have to have that tilt in your voice when you talk.
Matthew Perry.
Goodbye,
she's a
Abigail.
Young girl.
Can't talk to her like a normal person?
She is a normal person. Then
I know she is.
What are you doing in there?
Hi, Abigail.
Aww.
So good to see
like
you.
Going, like
a great
like,
day.
Stop talking to her like a scared puppy. Like you're going to scare her.
Not a puppy.
That's how you, that's the
tone. I know.
To interns, female interns especially, the same way he talks to his granddaughter on the phone.
This is what I'm saying.
What are you doing over there, little silly goose?
That tone, like you don't want to scare
said
someone.
Silly goose to Abigail.
Okay? No, you just called her Jezebel.
Well, I messed up her
Did
name. That's
mislabel
all.
Her name.
I mean, it sounds like Jezebel.
Can we get back to
a little bit,
Perry?
How do we say goodbye to him properly?
So
Were you a Friends guy?
Yeah, I liked it.
It was okay.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty funny.
I know. Yeah.
It gets a weird amount of hate for some reason, but it's. I think it's just kind of. That's like what you're supposed to do.
No, that's from Raheel. He hates it.
Yeah, I don't. It's not. The show wasn't for Raheel, I guess. I don't know. It's not for everybody.
No.
I thought Friends was pretty funny. It's not. Like, it was one of those easy to have on the backgrounds, quick hit laugh tracks.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? My wife still watches it to this day because she doesn't watch new shows ever.
There was good writing in it. And yeah,
it was fine. All the characters are very well defined. They're very different from each other. So I thought that the. And
Matthew Perry, it had Lisa Kudrow and it had Jennifer Aniston.
I'm aware of who the who the actors were.
And the other one.
Yeah, Ross, whoever his name is. Oh, David Schwimmer. Yeah, I didn't like him.
No, and you knew Matthew Perry was partying.
Well, so Matthew Perry would go from gain weight to 130 pounds. Like,
yeah. He you could tell a lot of shows his face was bloated.
Oh, it was either, he was the party guy.
Yeah.
He was the party guy. And then he got off of it, and then he just, at the end, he really was kind of beat up. I don't know if you ever saw him promoting his book, but he wrote a book that's supposed to be good. I got it on Books on Tape just because I have like 1,000 credits through whatever that is where I get my books on tape. But I've got his book on tape. It's where he talks about his addiction stuff. I haven't listened to it yet, but it's supposed to be pretty good. I don't remember him from anything other than, I mean, I'm sure I saw a rom-com with him at some point in the
Probably
early 2000s, maybe, but I don't really.
He was the same guy. I mean, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, he's always the same
twitchy,
guy.
Twitchy, nervous.
Is this how you want to say goodbye? Twitchy, nervous. Is that what you want to do?
Well, no, but he's the same character.
Well, I don't. Like, I don't have any feelings or effects. But
then why
do
you want to do this?
But like he's.
You said did we properly
he's a cultural,
say goodbye?
Yeah, he's a. I guess I don't know. I just want to say goodbye.
Kind of. Well, Jennifer Aniston's bigger.
I want to say, well, that's how you memorialize someone.
I think he's bigger than Courtney Cox, though, even though she's in the Scream vehicle.
That's how you she's bigger than him. That's how you memorialize people. You say, oh, his co-star was better.
Well, no, I mean, just on higher.
Yeah.
She's on a higher
look,
tier.
It's not going to go down. This is not going to be.
Right.
It's
well,
not
when
like
we die, people are going to go, you know. I like Lance better than John.
Oh, okay.
Those
two were cool, but Rich Lord was really who got me to 6'10". I thought that's what people were going to say about
maybe.
Him.
Maybe. They could.
We're not speaking at his funeral.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he was he played pretty much the same character all the time, he was good at it.
This is a terrible way to say goodbye.
I'm not really like I like him. I like his character.
How would you like to say goodbye?
I like his character better than Joey and Ross. Okay. I like his character better than Joey and Ross.
I wouldn't do this because I don't have an emotional attachment.
I would have liked to have partied with him sometime.
That's not good. He had long-term addiction problems.
That's why I would have liked to have partied with
him. That's not a good thing.
Actually, yeah, that's probably not what you need to focus on.
I'm sorry, but that's what I think of when I wish I was around him sometimes.
All that Joey where he acts dumb and then Ross is a sniveling little crybaby.
Those are just characters.
Matthew Perry was the best.
That's not him. That's a character. That was Chandler.
That's who he is, probably.
That's who he is.
Was Chandler on the show?
And the drugs.
And Woody Harrelson is terrible. Everybody he's ever been on TV.
He was Chandler and the drugs. That's what John just said. That's how he broke down Matthew Perry. Chandler and the drugs. Don't do that. I told you not to do this.
If it's an actor.
You didn't know him. That's a terrible goodbye.
No, I don't know him, but that's how we know him. I feel bad that it happened.
Clearly, clearly you two are all broken up about it.
Well, no, it was just weird that Mason called us. We were at dinner on Saturday, and Mason calls, Mom, Matthew Perry's. I don't know what he's saying. She's like, he died? How did that happen? He said, oh, my gosh, that's terrible. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, Mason. We had just left the house. That's what it was, to go to dinner. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, one of Mason's friends or somebody from school may have drowned or somebody who went to his old school. I thought it was going to be. And then Mason was telling her that Matthew Perry died. Like, Mason doesn't even know.
See,
like,
it seems like.
How would Mason even know Matthew Perry?
With her age, Nicole's age, that she would have been, that would have been in her wheelhouse.
Oh, no, I've got Friends right now. She watches Friends to this day.
Oh, she does.
She doesn't watch new shows. I said, you need to watch. What's the show with the Olsen twins' sister and the chubby guy from?
This is a bad
from Friday Night Lights,
huh?
From Friday Night Lights, Landry, the guy who played Landry.
Yeah, the love. What's it called? Great show on HBO. I liked it a lot. Based on a true story.
Yeah, well, Jessica Biel did it one too on Hulu.
Yeah,
I forgot which one.
But I want my wife to watch new shows like
Candy.
Candy? That's the one Jessica Biel.
Yeah. It's based on the same character as Candy.
Yeah.
And the HBO show I thought was really good.
I like the Jessica Biel.
Love and Death.
Did you see both of them?
I saw both of them.
Oh, okay.
It's called Love and Death.
But watch one of those shows. I'm giving her shows that I think she'll like, and she's like, oh, what do we have here? She's watched all of West Wing. You just started a new West Wing. West Wing was in 20 years. Why are you starting I'm going to start watching West Wing. You know she's watching now Parenthood. That was out like 17 years ago.
She loves her NBC stuff.
She watches 90210 reruns. She watches Castle. She's seen Castle every episode 5 times.
I think she likes her comfort television.
That's all it is. While she's working out in the morning, I'll leave and she's watching one of these shows. Like, there's so many good shows that you could be watching right now that you would like.
Leave her alone. Let her watch her show.
I know, but this is right now. This is passive aggressive. Not taking my recommendations.
Mm-mm.
Like, just take my recommendations.
Watch
The Glory.
If she told you to read a book?
You ever watched The Glory?
Has she told you a book to read?
Yeah, she does.
Are you doing that? No. Okay, so maybe she's going, well, how about take this?
Oh, she acts like she's so much better than me because she reads. She thinks she's
Say this. I read The Flower Moon, The Killers of the Flower Moon, and I saw the movie.
Yeah.
Book is way better.
Is it really?
I mean, way better.
Isn't that almost always the case?
And it was 3.5 hours. It could have been.
Was the movie
good? It could have been less. It was good. It wasn't great. It was good. Yeah. It was good. No, your attention.
Well, that's what you get for reading.
But it ain't a usual Scorsese.
You would have liked it much better if you didn't read.
Yeah, right. I would have liked it better if I didn't read.
That's what you get for reading. Yeah. My wife says, well, I've read this many books. All you do is watch shows. I said, yeah, I'm learning stuff. I mean, actually, the shows I'm watching, I'm not really learning anything. But yeah, you're not better than me because if you read a nonfiction
book. No, people
if you
read who read are better book, than you.
Wait. If you read a fiction book, what's the difference between me
binging than Lance,
a fiction
certainly.
Show? What's the difference?
Less time and less imagination. I mean,
that's because I'm letting the creative directors and the cinematographers work their magic. I'm supporting SAG and all the other stuff.
Is that what you're doing?
Is that what you're doing, really?
Or you just don't want to read?
I'm so much better than you. Well, you know what I'm doing? I'm going faster, and I also That's like, oh, I can't listen to a book on tape.
That's typical American. I'm going to do it faster.
Yeah, microwave culture.
That's why the English hate you.
That's why Dabo Sweeney's all pissed off.
Ooh, he is pissed off, and we'll get to that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now, if you want to bet on Clemson, if you've been betting on Clemson lately, that ain't good.
Smart-ass kid.
Yeah. So here's the deal is if you want to bet, win, and get paid, don't bet on Clemson. Because Dabo, like, he don't care no more. Here's the deal. You can do it at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. They got a cash bonus that allows you to deposit and withdraw quickly, okay? So you will make your initial deposit. It's got to be at least $50 or more. And you can get up to $200 in cash to play right now. And if you play it and you win, you can pull it out right away. Which isn't the case normally. Normally, you have to play it multiple times and all of this stuff, and it's a rigmarole. There's other rules. This one's easy. Play, win, pull it out. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, but you got to put in promo code BET975. You want to hit? If you hit the first two legs of a parlay, done. You can get out, and you can get your winnings. Give me my money now. You can get out now. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You got odds boosts, you got same day parlays, you got super contests, you got all kinds of great stuff going on. You got casino gambling, you got entertainment you can bet on, you can bet on who's going to be the next pope. You can bet on almost anything. It's unbelievable, but it's all at one place. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pitter patter.
It's a hard life picking stones and pulling teats, but sure as God's got sandals, it beats fighting dudes with treasure trails.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Clemson has sucked lately. Clemson is having a bad year. So a young caller to Dabo Swinney's radio show, asked him, well, do you know what the question was? What did he ask him? Why did we suck this year?
Something about him getting paid so much to be 4-4.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So,
by the way, he makes $15 million a year.
Right. Well, he's also won couple national titles for
back in the day. Why didn't you give him you mean like he got paid for?
So, okay. So you're the part of the problem.
I am?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely you are, according to Dabo Sweeney, because, boy, did this kid catch it after he said that to Dabo.
What's this guy's name?
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. I've listened this to Tyler. Enough of you, Tyler. Listen, you can have all your opinions that you want, all right? I don't know how old you are. Don't really care. All right, but let me tell you something. We won 11 games last year, and you're part of the problem, to be honest with you, because that is part of the problem. It's people like you that all you do is the appreciation, the expectation is greater than the appreciation, and that's the problem. And so, you know, we've won 12 10-plus win seasons in a row. That's happened three times in 150 years. So if you want to know why, Clemson ain't sniffed a national championship for 35 years. We've won two in 7 years. And there's only two other teams that can say that, Georgia and Alabama. Okay? Is this a bad year? Yeah. And it's my responsibility. Take 100% responsibility for it. But all this bull crap you're thinking, all these narratives you read, listen, man, you can have your opinion all you want. And you can apply for the job. And good luck to you. All right? But to answer your question, all right, we're second in draft picks. We've graduated 98% of our guys. We're second in wins. All right, if you'd want to know why, again, I'm telling you, we're not perfect. There's a lot of teams that, you know, Frank Howard never had a bad year. Coach Ford never had a bad year. Coach K has never had a bad year in basketball. People have a bad year. But the part of the problem is the appreciation. I used to tell people all the time, I'd say, what's the difference in Clemson? Let me tell you, at some places there's an expectation, but at Clemson there's an appreciation. And what's happened at Clemson is we've won so much that even when it used to be the fun's in the winning, now even when you win, people like you complain. and criticize the coaches and question everything. People like you, all right, when I hired Tony Elliott to be the offensive coordinator who never called a play in his life, I'm sure you were critical then, all right, and he took us to two national championships. People like you who just love to destroy people with your comments, all right, I'm sure you've never made any bad decisions. I'm sure you've lived a perfect life. I'm sure you've led a bunch of people. I'm sure you do your job in front. So to answer your question, I started as the lowest paid coach in this freaking business. All right. And I'm where I am because I've worked my ass off every single day. And I ain't going to let some smart ass kid get on this phone and create this stuff.
That's good.
Okay.
That's so good. Tyler, now, that's what a coach thinks.
Now, Tyler.
That's what a coach really thinks.
Yeah, Tyler, this wasn't really about you.
You know,
this was about Clemson.
When he was
Tyler caught it.
Yeah.
But it was about a lot that's been going on with Dabo. And you know what? Appreciation greater than expectation greater than appreciation. Is that what got
that's
Dusty?
That's pretty good.
Is that, well, what got Dusty is the catcher situation. But you know, a lot of Dusty Baker, just Astros fans who also are Dusty fans, feel like the appreciation.
I feel like it's a lot different with Dusty than Dabo. Dabo built it, all right? Dusty inherited it. And you know what? Listen, as good as Dusty was and as many games as he won, there's a lot of people that could have won games with that lineup. Okay, a lot of people. Dusty walked into a great situation. Dabo didn't.
He walked into a talented situation. It was not a great situation.
No. He walked into an amazingly talented situation. Best talent in baseball. Dabo didn't. Dabo built it from the ground
up. In the 5 minutes or so, we didn't play all 5 minutes. Did he attribute why he makes the money he does to the players? Like, he said, I know at the end, I work my ass off to do this. Did he go, well, the players helped
him? But Tyler attacked him.
Tyler asked him why you make so much money when you're 4-4. Yeah. When he was talking about all the accomplishments and he started out the lowest paid person in his business and he worked his ass off, did he go, also, I attribute that to the great players that have been here? Did he say that?
Ultimate troll move would have said, and obviously our players aren't as good now, so you guys need to get me better players.
Yeah, hey, Tyler, why don't you donate to the Clemson Fund and help us recruit?
No, I heard the whole thing. He never made that.
He never attributed his money to the players he's brought in. No, not to Trevor, not to Deshaun, not to DeAndre, not to Sammy, not to CJ, not to ATN. None of those guys, not to Christian Wilkins. He didn't attribute the money he makes to those guys?
Well, it might have been hard in the answer that he had. It sounds like what happened there, because I obviously have a dad and brother who are coaches. You'll see my brother's frustration about coaches getting attacked, leak out all the time. John, you've been around on Twitter, I'm talking about.
This is how coaches feel.
This is how coaches feel, is that make all these, like Mac Brown was saying this years ago, well, you know, I guess it's not enough that we win 10 games. Last year, we won 11 games, but that's not enough.
And Greg Davis, y'all, that's everybody going
there's no appreciation. I guess he's terrible that he's we only average 480 yards
this is
a game.
Exactly. Putting it this way, though, that expectations greater than appreciation is a wonderful. I think that's what a lot of coaches feel.
And I would respond with expectation greater than appreciation. That's what the money's for.
Well, yeah,
that's
once
what
you
your make, money's for.
I was that. That's now. That's the flip side of that. You get the 10-year contract, the expectations for players are greater when they get paid, and for coaches as well. Whether it's fair or not,
I would say this. You're absolutely right. Jimbo falls into that category. Dabo doesn't.
Well, Dabo has. Dabo's built stuff.
Yes.
Dabo has succeeded. I mean, if I'm an Aggie, I feel like you're right, Dell. Does he deserve the money for what he's done at Texas A&M?
Dabo deserves
the money.
The question by Tyler is, you know, he's getting after him, frustrated fan. But if Dabo's asking if he's got a problem with expectation over appreciation, that's what all the money's for you to deal with that.
I mean, it is.
We're giving you that money to deal with that.
Yes, and that's
what I mean.
But that's why quarterbacks catch the crowd. When they get max dollar contracts, that's why people who act like any of this stuff is more racially than it is. Dabo's catching it too. You know why? When you get paid a bunch of money, and it isn't even about money. It's just people aren't really patient or even fair with coaches
I know,
a lot of times.
It's not. Listen, they're not fair. Having one bad year. I mean,
I know.
And
I understood the frustration that people who are hardcore about Dusty. He went to a World Series, won a World Series last year.
Yeah.
You know, you totally understand that. What he faced was about refusing to make a change for a lesser talent, for a greater talent. But the appreciation for Dusty should absolutely be there. But the fact is, every coach, every quarterback, it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to deal with this now. It is a microwave society. But the money, to Dell's point, the money has made it worse, because once you hit that number, there's not just an expectation. There's an expectation relative to the lifestyle that you've been given if you're a head coach or a player. I feel like that's the best way to...
I'm not even talking about he should be taking... I'm not talking about people reacting to his money and taking shots at him. I'm saying when Dabo gets frustrated by the lack of appreciation for what he's done and the expectations put on him, you're getting paid that money to deal with all that comes
it's
with
part of it,
who
yeah.
you
yeah.
who you are.
It didn't used to be.
You absolutely are. However, you know, it is a program, and you're building a lot of animosity around a program that's been a great program, and you want to listen. It's young kids. You want to keep it as positive as you possibly can. That the insidious. Insidiousness of fans getting in and bad mouthing and beating up kids who are now they're getting paid too.
Well, he's the guy getting beat up there.
Yeah, right. No, he is. But you know what? That happens.
No,
you
I
don't
get
think
it.
they're getting on no, Cade Klubnik?
Go on a message board. He's getting destroyed.
He's getting destroyed.
Yeah, on Twitter.
Yeah.
But as far as Dabo is the shield. Dabo should be the shield to all that as much as he can. He does his coach's show. You take all that in, sure.
Yeah,
but
you can't expect him
I'm not saying he can't.
Not have this moment.
Sure, but it's 5 minutes of going after a guy because he asked one question.
And it was Tyler, and really it was meant for everybody.
Sure.
Right.
That he used this as an opportunity, but, I'm sure you led people like Tyler was the name he used, but trust me, that's meant for boosters. That's meant for talk show callers. That's meant for any message board things he's ever seen. That was meant for everybody. And he is right. A lot of coaches deal with that who don't get paid. But, you know, also Dabo did build something. You know, Jimbo just got it.
Yeah.
But did you – I don't recall – it's a different time in a way, although he coached there for a while. See, I don't recall Bobby Bowden. Bobby Bowden, the way it used to be in the 80s and 90s, even early 2000s is
– Did he ever have a bad year till the end?
Yeah, Bobby had some
– Now, they had that lost decade where he was holding on. But,
yeah.
But he already cemented himself at that point. He was already a legend at that point.
But he was already a legend. And how many national championships he won?
He won two.
More than Dabo?
No, Dabo has the same.
Same number. That's what I'm saying. And Dabo now is – catching, but Bobby Bowden didn't get – Joe Paterno didn't catch the same stuff. Well, like, the legends, they became legends. You would think that, like, Nick Saban should be a legend. Dabo should be getting close to legend status in Clemson, right?
You would think.
But that's not how it works anymore,
though. 931 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about Texas Custom Patios right now.
Well, it's a time for you to be outside. It's time for you to – if you're out there, you have a fire pit like I do, or even a fireplace, which I don't have, but they can build that for you. You can turn that on. Sure, you may not use it a ton, but when it's cold, you do use it. My kids have gone out there and made s'mores out there over the fire pit. I'm not sure if we're supposed to because it's got lava rock down there and the marshmallows drip on lava rock, but I don't care. I want a s'more. So I've got that going. The television's ready for the game tonight. I am going to be – got the sound system. The grill had the – grilled chicken thighs yesterday. I mean, this is the way we do it when you have a great outdoor space. And they can build you a great outdoor space where you get to live more of your life outside than you thought you would. And we have to take care of the good weather. We have to take advantage of the good weather when we get it. And having your own outdoor space can be that for you. They also can enclose them. They can add heaters for you, heating elements for you, if that's something you want to do. I mean, anything you can think of, they can do for you. They just need to see your space. And then they can build it from there. The work that they do, the build outs that they do are going to be beyond anything that you imagine. You get more than the money you pay, and your expectations are going to be exceeded. It's TexasCustomPatios.com. Go to the website, check them out for yourself. Look at the before and afters. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Let the record reflect. My predictions are Paul comes as Batman, because that's what he was. He told me that's what he was on Saturday. And you can't have an unlimited supply of costumes.
Who says?
That's just too much. You don't want to. So I think he'll come back as a Batman today. So there'll be three costumes in 3 days. My prediction for Andrew Carlson, because he's blonde and only likes lean proteins and vegetables and small amounts of carbs, he'll be Ken. Because he's blonde, that would make sense. He'll be a Ken doll if he gets dressed up.
But what you have to consider with Paul is he's an adult whose body type doesn't really change. So he could have costumes from a couple years ago that he can wear.
That is
true. It's not like he's a kid who keeps aging and growing.
He probably has a new one every...
Hold on. You guys are saying he has a closet that has a bunch of costumes in it?
Yeah, possibly, yes.
What is he? Is he a set designer for Broadway?
Okay. Does
what are
Paul
you talking
play
about?
Dress up non-Halloween?
No!
Why would you do that?
He doesn't dress up non-Halloween. I'm going with Batman.
I don't know. We're going to have to ask
him. These are his three costumes for the year. The guy from Butcher. By the way, I didn't see the latest Gen Z or Gen
I didn't
B
see it either. But does Paul go to costume parties when it's not Halloween? Do you think that's part of his deal?
Wait, what costume you parties never, are
who
there?
Who has costume parties?
That's not a thing anymore.
Yes, it is. Have you? Yes,
that's
it is.
Back when they used to do.
He wears the little mask.
That's like swinger
well,
stuff, Dill.
That's
when y'all are swinging out in North Park, North Shore, wherever you are.
I don't live in North Shore, but people have costume parties that aren't Halloween based. So that's why I asked the question. Because if he likes that
people?
Sort of thing,
who are these people?
He might have six or seven costumes he can go to at the drop of a hat.
That's scary.
Well, you're right about over the years.
Dracula.
I think he collects two or three per year.
I do
Dracula.
Too. So he could have unlimited.
He could have unlimited. But where do you keep them?
He's got a closet.
Here's the difference between me and my wife dressed.
Well, it's not like they're t-shirts, collared shirts, and pants. He could put those in drawers. The Batman one is the one you're talking about. But he came in like a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
Does
Paul go to his closet and every day see a Batman outfit?
And a Draco Malfoy a blonde wig?
Yes, I'm sure he does in some parts.
That is, you know what? You know who else did that? What's his name from Psycho? Norman Bates.
Well,
he had a blonde wig, too, and he stabbed his own mom
whatever
he did.
You're putting Norman Bates on him?
I'm just saying, who opens
That's
up a
little,
door
you've
and
gone
you've
a
got
little
costumes
far.
There? You know who does that?
No.
Killers.
You insulted him a little bit.
Serial killers just have costumes sitting
does
there.
Does he have girls over during the year, like in February, and dress up for him?
What do you mean? Now,
I don't know. In
why?
One of his
hey,
costumes.
Why the month
now,
of February?
I don't hate that.
No?
If you want to do some role play?
Well, I mean.
Why the month of February?
Yeah,
because it's not
Halloween.
It's not October 31st.
Yeah, role playing in here. I got a costume for you. Huh. I have respect for it now.
You think what turns a girl on is him coming up as
as Draco Malfoy,
or Butcher from The Boys,
Slytherin.
Listen, my two daughters are huge Harry Potter fans. That might do the trick.
Do you want to delve into the psyche if your daughter's on that subject?
No.
I'll ask.
Well,
hey,
bad
Steffi's
boys.
Listening.
That's bad boys.
Steffi,
Draco
if you weren't married,
or do you
would
ask,
it impress you if he was?
Or do you ask your husband to put on a blonde wig and?
No. Would it impress you if you went over to a guy's place and he turns into who? Draco.
Draco Malfoy.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
He's the blonde
one. It's the name of one of the villains.
He's
Harry
one
Potter.
Of these punk ass kids.
She'll text me and she'll tell me. If
now,
would,
I will say...
Frankie, maybe.
Hold on. Now, I will say, I was sitting in my office writing up an offensive tackle from Oklahoma. I know this Walter Rouse. I know this exactly when it happened. I'll never forget when I heard this. And I heard Paul, his show is over, from the other room say, well, see, actually, Hufflepuff kind of gets a bad rap. And I thought, what is this cover? Hufflepuff gets a bad rap. I was like, wait a minute.
What does
now.
That mean?
Wait a minute. And I heard just bits and pieces about Slytherin and Hufflepuff, and I thought, is he discussing the houses of Harry Potter?
Why do you think that's beyond? Why would you think that's beyond Paul?
I just didn't expect to hear Hufflepuff
is underrated
or Hufflepuff is overlooked.
Why did you think that Hufflepuff was right where it should be?
They're just some extra name. Everyone knows who. And I had Drake grew up right in the middle of all that, so I already know that you have Slytherin and you
Gryffindor.
Have
it's like 40 books. They get into what Hufflepuff is.
Well, you have Slytherin and you have
Gryffindor.
Who cares about Hufflepuff
and Ravenclaw?
They're like the Jaguars. No one cares. No,
it's highly underrated. There are big Hufflepuff fans.
You just make it. What about Ravenclaw fans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, absolutely. I don't know what we're talking about.
No.
If you want to know the truth.
No, but nobody cares about those other houses.
Yeah, they have. I think it's a website called Pottermore where they sort you into different houses. No one's looking to be Hufflepuff. No one. You either want to be Gryffindor or Slytherin, I guess. Harry Potter was kind of beyond me.
It would be okay.
Wait, what
now
did you just say?
Now you're deep into it. Now you're doing a deep dive if you're Hufflepuff.
You don't know about Pottermore?
No.
You type in your characteristics, I think. I believe that's where
I'm doing this now.
And then they tell you.
Type it up now. And ask questions, and we'll give John's characteristics.
Okay.
I'm almost positive he's Slytherin.
My characteristics?
Yes.
Like what
We're going to see which house you're going to.
Okay.
Because in the movies, in the book, a hat pops on your head and tells you what house you're supposed to be in. And then they created a website for it. I believe it's called
Pottermore. Wizarding World, the official site of Harry Potter.
Okay.
Discover your Hogwarts house. Okay. Let's do this for you, John. Let's discover your house. Yeah, I accept your stupid.
Why's it got to be me? Del, what is your house?
I've never tried it. I don't
know. Hogwarts Sorting.
I'm sure you have.
All right, let's see. Hogwarts Sorting, John.
I haven't. I'm an X-Men guy. I don't care about that much sure about this.
Have you read
Harry
the books?
Potter. No, I've seen the movies, but not the books.
Oh, yeah.
What month is your birthday?
February.
Okay. All right.
John's got to be a Ravenclaw.
Well, I got to be a Ravenclaw?
I don't know. I don't know the characteristics.
Okay.
So
I have to sign up to get sorted? I am not signing up on NFL computer for a Hogwarts
sorting.
They're
going to care about you signing up to...
No, it just feels dirty.
How?
Because it feels just nasty. I'm doing a Hogwarts...
How does it feel nasty?
I'm doing a sorting thing on an NFL... Because there's real stuff goes on here. There's real football stuff.
Like what? The arm length of a
What is it called? Huffledorf?
Huffledorf. How dare you,
John? I don't even know. I honestly. Huffenpuff.
You can either be a
HR Puffin stuff.
No.
What is it?
You can either be a Ravenclaw, a Hufflepuff, Slytherin, or Gryffindor.
All right. Sign up. God,
sign up. It's for John.
I just signed it. It's for you, but I put my name in it and my email address.
This one's for John.
And they're probably going to make me. Oh, do you want to save your password? Sure, because I need to get here multiple times. Do you want to be part of the Harry Potter fan club newsletter?
I think
no.
You do.
No. Absolutely not. Don't send me that crap.
Frankie will answer, too.
All right.
Is Hufflepuff underrated?
John,
I have no
Dawn
idea.
Or Dusk? Dawn or Dusk?
Favorite time.
Dusk.
Okay. Click. All right. Which of the following would you most hate people to call you? Ignorant? Selfish? Ordinary? Cowardly? Which one?
Which would I hate
Ignorant, most? Selfish, ordinary, or cowardly?
Probably cowardly.
Okay. So that's Chicago coming out. Draw your wand and stand your ground.
Steffi says, yes, Hufflepuff is underrated.
Whatever that means.
Okay. Would you draw your wand and stand your ground if somebody was walking along the street and you hear a peculiar cry? Would you withdraw into the shadows to await developments while mentally reviewing the most appropriate defensive and offensive tactics, draw your wand and try to discover the source of the noise, or proceed with caution, keeping one hand on your concealed wand?
Proceed with caution, one hand on the wand.
Okay. Choose a category to continue. Cats, toads.
My daughters are Slytherin, so good luck.
Cats, toads, or owls?
How many questions are there? We might have to do this during the break.
No, we started it now. Okay. Cats, toads, or owls?
Owls.
Okay, you wanted to say cats, but that's fine. If you were attending Hogwarts, which pet would you choose to take with you? A barn owl? A tawny owl? Here. A snow owl? A tawny owl?
A snow owl.
A barn owl.
Snow owl.
Okay, yep. I think we're almost done.
Okay, good.
All right. Which would you rather be? Liked? Nope. Trusted? Nope. Feared? Yep. Envied? Yep. Diamond Club? Imitated or praised?
Feared.
I knew it. Really, it's there. It is Feared.
Yep.
Oh, he's,
that's it. And now I'm.
Which of the following would you most like to study? Mere people, centaurs, werewolves, vampires, goblins,
what a
trolls, ghosts,
trolls.
Okay, because I knew that'd be closest to your little thing that you do.
I'm pretty sure there are a lot more questions.
Yeah, this is really terrible. Geez,
I told you to do it during the break. It's too many questions.
And then we'll tell you on the other side which one I am. As if anyone cares.
I do at this point. He got us into it.
You've got to be a super nerd to go through this. Yeah. I can't even. I knew it. I'm deleting it. Forget it. I'm putting you in Slytherin. You're done.
My daughters are Slytherin.
He's a Hufflepuff.
Both my daughters are Slytherin.
Cautious when something was going down. He's not a Slytherin. Slytherins go in there and go F stuff up. He's not Slytherin.
Yeah.
Me?
You're a Hufflepuff.
You're a Ravenclaw.
I would love to be a Hufflepuff. I don't even know what that is.
They're underrated, remember?
I'm highly underrated. You underestimate me. Thank you.
I think I properly estimate you. Trash.
Time to talk. Right now time to talk about a break here before we go to News of the Weird.
What a terrible segment.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out, door.
I will not be murdered wearing a blue and white plastic cone on my head. It's positively undignified.
Time now for News of the Weird with John and Lance.
John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
My daughter say I'm a Slytherin. Ravenclaws are nerds and Hufflepuffs are timid.
So you're a Slytherin?
I'm a Slytherin. That's what my daughter said. And they're Harry Potter aficionados.
So they're both Slytherin too, so it's a family thing.
They're both Slytherin.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a family thing.
That's
an inherited
thing. That's kind of how it works in the movies too.
Well, I think people don't want to be, they don't want to admit that they're Hufflepuffs, right?
Well, apparently I'm getting through Twitter, people are saying someone said Hufflepuff, just a bag of farts.
Just so a bag of
apparently
farts?
Not. Apparently no one wants to be a Hufflepuff.
Huh.
His daughters hate
Hufflepuff. Yeah, nobody wants to be a
Hufflepuff. Because they're timid.
But they said JT could be because he's nice.
That Gryffindors are nice.
JT's nice. He could be a Hufflepuff.
He could be a Hufflepuff.
After Frankie slandered Hufflepuff, and she goes, he could be one.
No, Seffy said he's nice. He could be one. Yeah, he could be one.
Ask Frankie if JT's Hufflepuff, and if she says yes, that means she's slamming him.
Oh, yeah, it's just a crush. Oh, yeah. you're absolutely a Slytherin, just like us, sometimes a Ravenclaw. Okay.
See, I said Ravenclaw, possibly.
Yeah, but they're nerds. Frankie's a nerd. She said sometimes I'm a nerd. And Steffi's a nerd, so they could be Ravenclaws.
You're nerdy about golf.
That's not nerdy. That's athletic.
Ooh.
Are you kidding? That's jockish.
Watching golf.
I mean, the
nerdy.
The biggest, strongest people are golfers.
Yeah, John Daly and that Craig Stadler dude.
Well,
the biggest, right?
Okay,
the biggest.
Offensive linemen don't look like that. Yeah,
Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah,
more imaginary Hufflepuff fans or Everton fans? They're not the same, Tony. It's not. Hufflepuff is not a Premier League.
Or Iowa fans.
Yeah. Ooh.
By the way, Brian
Ferentz is finally gone.
He's fired, yeah.
He won't return next season.
He will not return.
Oh, does he still get to keep going?
This year, nice.
You got unders to play.
Yeah. Got to keep him there for them unders. So apparently there's a chronic lack of toilet paper in Italian schools. Do you feel like you should be able to wipe if you're Italian at school? Eat a lot of pasta, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have to use the toilet at some point.
Pretty much all food.
Yeah. Why is it that there's a lack of toilet paper in school?
Are they just using their shirts? Those shirts that you talk about all the time?
I don't know, but man, that's gross. These young Italian kids.
Why no toilet paper?
Stuff.
That's weird. No toilet paper.
I heard a horrible story about a former Big 12 head coach.
What? Horrible. That he doesn't wipe?
Horrible.
Horrible.
I can't say it on the air.
It's that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do with this subject?
Is it something to do with toilet paper?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, that's bad. A former Big 12 coach? Well.
Mark Mangino. I know who you're talking about.
Oh. And Mangino and
I knew it.
The Utah.
Rick Majerus.
That was an awful story. Rickman
Who
Jarrett,
told us that
there's
story?
There's an awful story.
Who told us that story?
I forget, but yeah.
So you all know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
here. Somebody told us that story.
Yes.
I can't. It's troubling.
Yes. And so Majerus, too. Both of them.
I wasn't going to say the names. That's a Big 12 coach.
Yeah.
You doxed them both.
I just guessed Mangino.
You just doxed them.
I just guessed Mangino. Who else would you have been talking about?
Could have been anybody.
Not for that.
It's a small New Zealand city has been plagued by drivers blasting Celine Dion ballads at 2 in the morning for almost a year. How about...
What kind of weird thing is that?
How awful is that, though, that you wake up because they're blasting Celine Dion.
My Heart Will Go On? Still a banger.
Do you think that's a banger?
Still a banger.
Not a banger.
Not a banger?
Not a banger.
I don't know what you're talking about. You don't belt out My Heart Will Go On when you hear that? I don't even know where you hear it anymore, but if you hear it...
The FDA is warning consumers not to purchase or use certain eye drops from several major brands due to risk of eye infection, and you could actually lose your eyesight because of it.
Wow.
Do you want to now just, we'll line up a bunch of eye drops and a Russian roulette, and you have to put the eye drop in, and what if it's the bad one? How about that?
How about
you
want
to play that game?
How about one is super glue?
What?
I don't even like thinking about.
Don't you
stuff
feel
like
it when it's coming out? You'll be able to tell that it's that's really super glue. Full list of the top 10 naughtiest professions for cheaters. What do you think is the naughtiest profession for cheating?
Michigan head coach?
No. Cheating on your spouse.
What
naughtiest
least?
Profession?
Nurses?
Yeah. Huh?
Nurses?
Nurses. Healthcare is 3.
Ooh. Oh.
Teachers.
Teachers are 2.
What's
lawyers.
Number 1?
Lawyers. Not here.
Pizza delivery boys.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Well, they help. They facilitate.
Yeah.
Plumbers.
In your movies.
Housewives.
That's not a profession. Oh, excuse
Sales
me.
Sales is number 1.
Did you say that's not a profession?
I caught myself.
Ooh.
Myself.
You said it!
You said it!
Not an ally!
He goes, that's not a...
Not an ally!
Wow! I thought... Okay. You let it slip. That's not a
not
profession.
Not a profession?
Wow. I'll make sure and tell Nicole.
It's work. It's not a profession.
Oh, my God!
It is work. I'm not denying that. A lot of work.
Sales 1, teacher 2, healthcare, transports and logistics. Oh, a lot
what
of stuff going
mean?
On at Jim Crane's company.
What does transports and logistics
I don't know.
Mean?
Hospitality and events management, engineering, property construction.
Engineering?
Accounting, banking, and financing is 8. Information technology, armed forces is 10.
Guess They're what's not on the list? Radio host.
Radio host, thank you.
Well, sales
loyal.
Are faithful. Sales make sense because they're out.
These hoes are loyal.
Those hoes in
these,
there are
these
loyal.
Hoes
these
are
hoes
loyal.
Are loyal.
But sales makes sense. You're traveling around. You're never home.
Makes yeah,
sense.
That
but
makes
teachers
sense.
Now, they're in the news every day.
Well, we know.
Okay.
Every day
there's another
and we
teacher
know,
diddling.
And nurses flirt with doctors and doctors.
Yeah. Especially around Halloween time and when they're in sexy nurse
that's,
costumes.
They're not all nurses. Those are fake nurses. And doctors, you know, people love a doctor.
What about strip club attendees? Where do they fit?
That's not a profession.
They're probably real high but on that list. Not sure, though. We're done. Adam West is next right here.
No, he's...
On ESPN.
He's Robert Pattinson. Not Adam West.
He's not Adam West?
No, he's the Robert Pattinson Batman.
The
emo Batman.
Christian Bale?
No, he's the most recent emo Batman.
We're done. Paul Gallant or Adam West or Christian Bale. One of them.
Or
next,
Michael
right here
Keaton,
on ESPN,
whoever.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Odin Finch.
Odin Finch.
I'm Odin Finch.
Bye, bitch.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.